what was the call? KB8HSD. Kingmaker 8 Hotel Sugar Maker. Where am I? Southbound 23 right now.
Oh, that's an old call. That's an old novice call.
It is, yeah. I never, I got that when I got the novice, when I upgraded, I just never changed my call.
Here, I'm the last of the novice calls. And when the PAA suffix started, they were already mixing them with the no codes. Yeah, you must have got licensed in sometime between 90 and 93.
That was a long time ago. It might have been around, 80, yeah, it was pretty around there. I can't really remember, long time ago.
I could throw you under the bus there on the age thing, but, I got called a no-code extra on 7200 one time by Joe Italiano. And I said, well, obviously you don't know your history on the call signs up here, Josephine Hossafat. And, boy, I tell you, that guy was always mad at me. It was fun.
Yeah, there is a lot of mad at no-coders, but, it is what it is, I know, when I learned that Morse code, oh my God, I didn't think I'd ever sink in, God, listen to it, practice and listen to it, I used to take the tapes to work and listen to it at work, and my God, when I went first, took that 5 words per minute, I have no idea how I passed it, but I did.
Lawyer, KD8YX, caught me throwing away my sheets. He said, we get credit for those. Put your name on that and dug it out of the trash. That's how I passed.
Yeah. Well, I did the novice. Then I, my neighbor coaxed me to do it to get the technician. Then I went from the technician to the general, I think it was. And once I got the general, then I went up to the advanced class. So that's where I stuck right now at advanced.
Dead guys in that portion of the band.
Yeah, I like playing HF, 160 and stuff like that, at night, 80, a lot of fun. I like doing that.
You've actually got a yard.
I do. I actually own an acre. I live on the country, acre, and my son lives right next to me, and he has 5 acres, okay, and then I live right next to a pasture, okay. Well, I used to be a pastor, and I got acreage. I can string wires forever until I turn blue in the face, I got a lot of land to put a lot of antennas up. I think I've got right now, I've got three towers up, and, oh, Christ, I got a 7-element tri-bagger, 2 6-meter, 4-element Yagis, our homemade 2-meter beams, the B-212s. I think it's B-212, B-12-2, something like that. Anyway, I got them up 40 feet, 6-meter vertical, 440. I got bazookas. I got a 40-meter bazooka and an 80-meter bazooka.
You like building antennas?
I do. It's satisfying. You know what I mean? I used to take my radios to work, and I used to find just a, chunk of wire, I used to work up 40 feet up in the air. Control tower, and I would just take some wires and coax and string that outside, and run just some like a horizontal dipole, stuck it out there, and be able to work people over in Europe with that, with a converted CB radio.
Yeah, I remember my first HF contact on 10, down in Florida. He was in Florida, I was in Columbiaville, and I made a lamp cord dipole on the ceiling of my apartment. And I used a motorcycle battery and a 2510 and got on 10 meters and talked to that guy, KC2X. He was in Orlando, Florida. And I jumped around like a schoolgirl screaming.
Yeah, so did I. You know, when I first got my radio, you know, it was a converted CB radio. It was a 23-channel radio that I reached, my neighbor helped me recrystal it, okay? Got it all running, playing good. And that's the radio I used for quite a while. And I'll tell you, the contacts I made, but that's when the band conditions were really super good. You know, heck, you could work Europe on a wet noodle, but it was crazy.
Yeah, that was, Rob, that was, well, I just about as soon as I got my license, maybe a year after, well, I think I was licensed in, it was 93, I'm sure of it. And, I had an AEA DX Handy, and I had knocked the tuning slug out of the top of a 3-foot fire stick, and from the roof of my Cavalier, I talked to Nottingham, England. The radio put out a watt and a half, but I bet my ERP was in over about a half, three-quarters of a watt. Hey, I'm at my destination. I monitor this repeater about 24/7. So I got to go in here, and I'll be a couple hours. I'll be back on here in a little bit. But nice making your acquaintance. And, I instantly recognized that as a novice call. Unless it was just issued and somebody had died, I knew what that was.
Okay, yeah, I'm in Bay City right now, and I have to go out and drive some stumps out for a guy, so that's kind of what I do on the side, to make some money to buy amateur radio stuff, so kind of works out perfect. I get a good exercise, plus I can buy amateur radio stuff. So. Talk to you later. My name was Doug, and talk to you later. KB Dixie.
Sub 3 Doug, name here's Mike India, Kilo Echo. I'm getting some intermod or, you know, a big that the repeater up in the Straits is crossing over, and I'm getting two at a time, but hopefully I'm making it in. I mean, it should be able to make it in. I'm not that far out, but I'm running low power. Anyways, maybe I'll holler at you later. 73 is KB8OOE.
All right, Mike, walking into a Mike, 73.
W8CMN, Repeater Flint.